Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
I believe this is a valid question. What do you do once you've peaked? Once you've done something that you're never going to accomplish anything better than that thing, what do you do? It's your Be More Than Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
You try not to be super disappointed, I guess. This is crazy when the astronauts, you know, our Artemis II that I've been obsessed with.
Yeah.
They had their 10 days in space. They splashed down outside of San Diego. We lost contact for a while. Then they splashed down. They're like, oh my gosh, they're safe. Crews came running out for them. They were tested, you know, and then they were eventually, a couple days later, sent home.
Yeah.
Now what? The news crews are gone. You're out of orbit. You're just back at home. And we got a peek into one of the astronauts, actually mission specialist Christina Koch's welcome home.
Listen to this.
Here is Christina reuniting with Sadie after 10 days in space. She posted to her Instagram, I'm still pretty sure I was on the happier side of the reunion.
Now, what you can't see on the radio is somebody inside the house is taping the dog freaking out. And they open the door and the astronaut is on her knees, like ready to just hug her dog. The dog runs right past her to her husband, who's standing behind her. The dog runs back inside, so excited, his butt shaking, grabs the toy, starts running back to the door. And she's like, oh, come here, baby. Runs past her a second time like she wasn't even there. You just flew further away from the planet than any other human being
it's
has ever
a dog.
Done.
The dog doesn't know
dog
you've
been in space.
Dog doesn't
even care that you're home, that you made it back, that you're alive, that you defied the odds.
All the dog knows is you've been gone a lot lately preparing for this trip.
And there was another guy, I think the pilot, they followed him home. So media, yeah, the media is in his driveway and he's holding like this impromptu and he's still in his little blue uniform.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, yes, we've accomplished great things for humanity and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then one by one, people started walking away and he's just standing there. I'm like, dude just flew to the moon and now he's by himself in his driveway.
Yeah.
Tomorrow he's got to mow the lawn.
Yeah. And go to the grocery store.
You think he walked in the house and she's like, oh, nice of you to come back home. You know, like.
Right. He's got to go through Netflix and find something to watch now, just like the rest of us.
Oh, this isn't going to be a gross list, is it? Your Be Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE?
No, I mean, not that gross. We've definitely done grosser. It's there's secrets that were revealed by grocery store workers and just, you know.
Stuff that happens in grocery stores that we should know about.
Yes, that you most likely don't know about.
Ugh. I don't know if I want to go down this road.
You want to make it a game?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. What's the top thing grocery stores, secrets from grocery store all workers right. that we should know about?
Most grocery stores, not all, but most, the individual slices of cake in the bakery are oftentimes from the cake that has already expired.
Oh.
Sorry.
See, I always assumed they either made a cake for that or like it was a cake that somebody spelled something wrong on and then like just cut it into pieces and sell them individually.
Just
expired.
Know that most the time in some stores. All right. They also reveal they can actually refund pretty much everything and anything. However, your attitude towards them is the only thing stopping you from getting it.
Oh,
refunded.
I absolutely believe that one.
Is they can refund anything. You can bring it in and they can refund anything. But if you come in being a jerk,
sorry, that's expired.
Oh my gosh, I'm really sorry. I can't just offer refunds.
I don't think we offer that here. You should go try across the street.
Yes,
take
absolutely.
That mouth of yours.
And this one, I don't do this. And now I'm going to. You should be and always be washing any and every can.
Oh, I don't do that.
Especially cans of soda.
Oh, I definitely don't do that.
Do you clean the top of your can of soda?
No.
We should.
Why?
Because the shipping and the how many people actually and things touch that and things leak on that and
they all in giant boxes and crates and
Yeah, and they say, you know how you get the cans of like tuna or the the chicken in there? You're also supposed to be washing that lid off, because most likely if it's being shipped, something along the way has leaked. One of those cans have busted, which means it's gotten on there, dried, rotted. Yes, so we're supposed to be washing off our groceries.
I don't do any of that.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That. No, we don't. But now I'm going to, because now this is in my head. I'm like, yeah, I always crack open a can. Get it out of the vending machine upstairs.
For instance, canned tuna. Open it up, it immediately dumps out. It's not touching anything on the lid.
Mm-hmm. You don't drain it with the lid? Yes.
Sometimes crack it open and just squeeze it.
Mm-hmm. But what about a can of soda?
Can of soda, I do not. Absolutely not. Pop We're that puppy real- open, bam, I'm drinking
but
it.
But now that I'm thinking about it, like, ugh.
I was this close. Mm-hmm. It was this close. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
So Lucas West, our local boy, done good.
Yeah.
That was on The Voice last night. He was the top
The finale.
Four.
He was the finale. 25% chance of winning.
And he's from Fairport. And I guess his mama, we heard through the grapevine, is a band teacher in middle school in Fairport. He is a senior currently studying jazz studies at Fredonia, SUNY Fredonia. Woo!
So you know him because you know everybody at Fredonia.
Fredonia is just the best. All the best people come from Fredonia. Everybody knows that. So he got to perform on the stage with John Legend, and he was on Team John Legend, and they performed Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me on The Voice last night, and this was...
So good.
And they're like piano to piano. Crazy talented. So good.
So he's a senior. Does he go back to school?
Yeah.
Is he back in class?
And he must be.
It's like, hey, man, didn't I see you on TV last night?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure, you know, he's you know, sang the national anthem at the Bills game.
Yep.
So, I mean, this.
Oh, I bet he'll be back.
This kid is no
Especially
stranger
after
to
being
the stage.
On The Voice. Yeah.
So he's been on the stage locally for a while. And it's clear he was born to be on there.
Yeah.
So
it'll be interesting
to
see what he does with his career from this point on.
He did take third place.
Yeah.
The two women, and then it was won by a woman. Those are the top two. And then, of course, there was a winner. And it wasn't our boy. And I really was, like, I even stayed up late and everything. And I never stay up to watch 9 o'clock shows.
9 o'clock?
What?
Riley Green is making his Marshals acting debut this Sunday. He's going to play Garrett. A former Navy SEAL. He's a friend of Casey Dutton.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna talk like that while he's on there? Tough guy?
Probably.
Tough guy. What's the under-over on him showing up without a shirt on?
Oh.
Oh, come on.
That would be exciting.
Of course he's not gonna have a shirt on.
He's not?
No.
Really?
I guarantee, I will put money on the table.
What's he doing with no shirt on the ranch? That's dangerous.
What wouldn't you be doing with no shirt on the ranch? Manly stuff. Putting up barbed wire fence.
Right.
Shoehorning a horse. Or doing something to cows. Whatever you do. I don't know.
My God. Clearly, you're so busy up at your ranch. Your half acre up there.
Yeah. Listen, he has been busy working on new music, too. This is called My Way. It's coming out later this week.
You'd say I miss you. I'd say I don't. How much more I can take? You say I'm on my way. If I had it my way.
He's so pretty.
That dude's on fire.
It's so pretty.
Zach Brown has joined the level of artists that get to perform songs for TV shows. Baseball. Do you watch baseball?
No.
So Sunday night, the baseball game started with this.
So it's like,
and then it's his own song.
Okay.
Do they usually do that for baseball?
I don't know, but
like,
it's,
that's a football thing. I didn't know.
Carrie Underwood does it,
right,
for,
and Faith Hill did it before her.
So yeah, why wouldn't they?
Interesting.
Yeah, I love it. Get you pumped. It gets you psyched.
Big pat on the back for Dierks Bentley. He was honored recently during a concert with the CMA Songwriter Series. He's been helping the CMA Foundation's mission to provide schools with instruments and music supplies for continued music education. And a lot of school districts are chopping money to the arts, mm-hmm, and to sporting events and stuff like that. So this is the CMA's way to get our next generation of musicians out there.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.